Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the voice of the frontline protector here at the Private Officer Beat Radio. Every week, you'll hear breaking news, topics of training, information for the industry of security, public safety, and law enforcement. So strap in, hang on, we're about to speed off in this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I am your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College. We are certainly glad to have you with us today for this very special edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Now, contrary to our norm, the normal way of doing our radio program, today's program is going to be a little bit different. Normally, we start off the program talking about what's in the news, weather conditions, what's happening here at POI, and so forth. But this time around, we actually have a very special edition. We're going to start this edition entirely reversed from the norm, because at the end of our show, or on the last half of the show, we normally have a topic of training, and we talk about some type of continuing education item, whether it be weapons or use of force or whatever. Today, right here at the top of the hour, we're starting off with a very important topic, and that is shots fired, officer down. In the past 8 days, there have been 8 active shooter type situations that have left one police officer dead, one security officer critically, severely injured on another situation. And we're unfortunately seeing this type of crime, this type of violence grow exponentially, almost on a daily, weekly basis for sure. 26 security officers dead. 26 security officers dead this year so far. So here at the top of the hour, we want to talk about what's happening and how we can either prevent it from happening or protect ourselves in the event that it happens on a property, on an assignment where we're at, where our employees are at. Now, not all of these are going to be quote, active shooters or mass shootings. It may just be a shooting involving two people. Maybe it's one person shooting another. It happens every day. Security are involved in it every day. So we do want to bring this information to you forward before we really go into the rest of our program. So we'll be right back after this presentation. Shots fired! Dispatch! Dispatch! 1099! We need help! Get us an ambulance, officers, now! Shots fired! Shots fired! Shots fired! We need help down here! We're under fire! We're taking gunfire! One officer down! Officer down! Get us some help! Help! Get us some help!
Eight mass shootings in 8 days. The latest being Saturday night in Virginia Beach, Virginia, a resort area right along Atlantic Pacific Avenues facing the Atlantic Ocean. Shots fired. Shots fired. One police officer dead. One security officer critically wounded. It could have been worse. Eight separate situations. By now, you've heard of the shooting at the King Super grocery store, a store similar to Albertsons, Safeway, and others that you may be familiar with in Boulder, Colorado. You see, the first officer on scene immediately took gunfire. This isn't the 60s, 70s, 80s, or even 2000 when officers responding to active shooters and barricaded subjects did not go in. They didn't risk their own life. They waited. They waited for the SWAT team. They waited for the specialists, the people with the heavy guns, with the artillery, with the vest that could withstand rifle fire. They waited until that special team that had practiced over and over and over and over again for this very situation to arrive. But because there's been so many shootings where so many people have died, that law enforcement determined that they could not wait any longer. For every moment that police sit in the parking lot, for every moment that law enforcement waits for the SWAT team, for the special response team, they know another body is hitting the ground. Another life is being taken. Others critically wounded by gunfire. It's a sad, tragic situation to think that all of the mass shootings, all of the active shootings has had to teach us some very hard learned lessons. And this police officer in Colorado last week, he couldn't wait. He knew that if he waited, he knew if he hesitated, he knew that if he thought of his family, that someone's life would be taken. So without due regard for his own life, for his family, for his friends, for anyone else, this hero, Officer Eric Talley, hesitated not at all. Instead, he walked into an environment where he knew that the man was armed. He did not know the extent. He didn't know all the details. If you've ever been law enforcement, you know. When the call comes out, when dispatch calls you to send you to a call, they give only the details that they've been given. They only tell you the information that they know. They can't make it up. They can't suppose, assume. So you have sometimes limited information. And this Officer Talley took the information, and as a hero often does, he sacrificed his own life to save others. Shots fired! Shots fired! Officer down! Oh, we need help! Officer down! Shots fired! We hear that time and time and time again. But it doesn't stop with law enforcement. It crosses over into the private sector, into security officers, most often unarmed, unable to defend themselves. They didn't sign up to give their lives. Police officers know going into the field, hey, there is a possibility, hopefully not, my goodness, but there is a real possibility I'm going to face a life and death situation. Now, this past weekend, on the Virginia beach, again, multiple shootings, multiple people killed. The police officer faced a gunman and didn't think twice but to eliminate the threat. And the police chief in the media release, he said that the officer used his best judgment to stop the threat of others being killed. And thankfully, this trained officer faced death and walked away alive. Last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, protesters, Black Lives Matter, screamed and yelled, take away the guns, take away the training. Law enforcement has a warrior training, warrior, the warrior mentality. Because without that, we're as soft as a 12-year-old in an active shooter situation. You gotta have a warrior mind. What is that all about? We're going to talk more about that today. But I'm going to tell you something. What's happening in this country is nothing short of a slap in the face to the people who step out in the face of danger. I am certainly upset with the mindset of the people today. And that includes security company owners who continue to put unarmed, untrained, unequipped, unskilled people in the line of fire. We need to get another mindset real quick. We need to change the way that we see things because the world is changing. It's a much more violent time than ever before. It's not about the guns. It's not about the bullets. It's about the people who have those guns and the people who don't have the guns that should have them. Should have them. Thank God there are some smart security company owners out there, mainly small and middle operators, who understand the times that we're living in and is willing to train their people above the average, above the standard, above what's necessary, so that if they are ever put into a situation where they have to use force, where they have to save their life, where they have to save others, they're prepared, they're trained, they're equipped, they're knowledgeable, they have a skill set, they have a mindset to protect themselves and others, and they're able to. Not like some victim, some person who has no way, no opportunity to even protect themselves, let alone protect others. As of this moment, 26 security officers murdered this year. more than 40 security officers murdered last year, and more than 120 die in an average year. And that's without COVID, without any other type of disease, pandemic. But the security companies don't care. The bars don't care. They hire these bouncers, unarmed, untrained, unlicensed. The hell with it. I just need somebody up here to do what I need. I want them to do. I don't care what the training. I don't even care if they're a felon. Where are we today? We are at the crossroads. As I told someone just last week in the conversation, we are exactly where police was 40 years ago, realizing that they had to become more professional, more trained, more specialized, more equipped, more ready for whatever came their way. Do you really think that an unarmed security officer has any chance at all of surviving when an active shooter walks through his doors? Do you really? 4 days ago in Florida at a Publix, thank God for these Publix employees who were alert. They saw a man who entered, who appeared to be wearing body armor. And they notified 911 and they kept track of his movements. And when he went in to the restroom, thank God police arrived quickly and armed, heavily armed and ready for battle. And when that man exited the bathroom, he had a whole team of police officers with AR-15s and 40s calibers pointed at him and took six guns off him. Six guns and ammo. We don't know what he was going to do, but obviously he wasn't there to do any shopping. Who brings six guns and wears body armor to a grocery store to pick up a couple of things for the wife? We have to understand the nature of the job, the nature of the business. Shots fired! Officer down! Officer down! Help! Help! Get us an ambulance! 1099! We need help! We need assistance! If you don't get away from status quo, everything's okay. Oh, we're here just to observe. They don't give a crap if you're there to observe, because you're going to get killed first. Certified nurse assistants, paramedics, and other paraprofessionals, 150, 200, 300 hours of training required. Security officers are not night watch anymore. They're not watchmen. They're not there for access control. They are there for everything. Everything. Somebody stole something. Call the guard. Somebody's not supposed to be on the property. Trespass. Call the guard. Somebody's fighting. It's call security. Even when it's not security's job, security's duties, security's going to be called. Loss prevention agents are there to catch shoplifters and employees. Protect the store from fraud, theft, embezzlement. But guess what? When something goes down inside the store, I know, 10 years in loss prevention, they're going to call LP. They're going to call loss prevention. They're security, right? They handle these kind of things. Call them. And there you are. You have these unarmed, untrained, unskilled security personnel going out to confront who knows what, and they die first. We've got to wake up, people. In the last
probably a year and a half, 18 months before COVID started. I've talked to a lot of security personnel. I've even talked to some companies who have gotten out of the business because it not only was becoming too dangerous, it was becoming too expensive. Liability insurance. You carry a gun, you work in certain type of properties, apartments, grocery stores, big box, malls, bars, nightclubs, strip clubs. Guess what? Your liability insurance premium is going to go up $3,000, $2,000, $25,000, and more. And most small mom and pops and even medium-sized companies cannot afford that. Then you look at certain states, Texas, Oklahoma, California, Virginia to some extent, and others who are upping the game in training requirements. And they can't afford it. Security officers can't afford it. And I hate to say this, but if you want to be a professional, you have to act like a professional. Train like a professional. Equip yourself like a professional. About 8 years ago, 9 years ago, a security officer in Huntsville, Alabama was carrying, and I'm not lying, an airsoft on the contract because it was supposed to be an armed contract. But the guy wasn't qualified to carry a gun, so they gave him an airsoft. What do you think would have happened if he got into an armed confrontation and the person he was confronting took him as a threat because he had a pistol on his side and killed him first? It's no game. This job is no game. Sure, you got some people in factories guarding the gate, access control. That's fine. There's still going to be problems. I can give you all these times when security officers at these type of locations, warehouses, factories, manufacturing, have been shot during confrontations. Several have been killed during active shooter situations. There was a situation in Philadelphia maybe 5-6 years ago at a plant. Security officer killed. You have security personnel and you're afraid to arm them, you're afraid to train them, or you don't want to go through the expense, you're in the wrong business. I'm going to tell you that now. I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend that security officers sue the employers if they put them in a known dangerous location, like an apartment complex, a HUD, Section 8, a bad hotel property, someplace, a nightclub, someplace where the company knew the dangers. There had been other incidents. It had been in the public eye. It had been in the media. I own two security companies. I always do my due diligence on that potential client. He's checking me out. I'm checking him out. And I'm running a complete background. I'm checking every possible search engine for issues that have made the media at his business. And more times than not, something pops up. Especially at apartments, especially at hotels, especially at nightclubs. You need to do your due diligence. Save a life. It's easy. If you don't want to equip your people with a firearm, you don't want to give them the skill set, you don't want to train, that's fine. Do a simple Google search. Do a simple background check on your potential client. See if there's been problems. See if the client himself is known to be a problem. Convicted felon. I just read an article in the last couple of weeks. New York, over on Long Island, the Sheriff's Department. They got a call of a party at a nightclub. There was a problem with COVID violations. But they realized the security guard at the door who had a gun, was a convicted felon multiple times. That the NYPD had arrested him on drugs and all sorts of crimes. Do your due diligence. Find out who you're working for. Find out who you're hiring. Evidently, the bar owner was no better. He, too, was a felon. They had guns in several places. Protect a life. I am not going to give up on our march for safety. I'm not going to sit back and be quiet while people who are trying to make a living, trying to do the right thing, trying their best with what little they have to protect themselves and others. If you don't think that you are responsible for whatever happens, I can sit here all day and rattle off all the active shooter situations where security personnel were killed. One after the other, after the other, after the other. We've talked about active shooters for years. We've talked about the necessary training. Oh, I took a little course online. Oh, I did this little thing. You know what? All of that is fine, but it's not the real thing. And until you're subjected to stress, to noise, to light, to gunfire sounds, until you're really subjected in the heat of the battle, you're not going to know what to do. You're not going to know what it's like. You're not going to know what to expect. You're not going to know how to respond. You're not even going to be able to get your gun out if you even got one. Security company owners, you need to be held to the fire if you don't train your people properly and you put them in a situation where an active shooter, where gun violence is there, where gang activity is there, where drug activity, where there's situations every single day where they have to be afraid of their lives. How could you live like that? How could they live like that? Well, they live like that because they need the paycheck. You're no better than the criminal. You're no better at all that leads the sheep to slaughter. You're no better than the person who pulls the trigger. Think about this. With everything that's going on across the country, from seacoast to seacoast, north, south, east, west. It's been going on for years. You see the violence. You see the headlines, but people ignore it. It's not going to happen here. Nah, we don't have any contracts like that. This hotel is a... This is a great hotel. We're in a great neighborhood. We're a five-star resort. Tell that to the casinos out in Las Vegas who have a shooting every week, every other week. Tell that to the three security officers that were gunned down a number of years ago out in Las Vegas at a casino during a concert. Tell that to the proprietary security officer killed in Connecticut a number of years ago who was at a fine hotel. Tell that to the school security officers who work unarmed, not even in uniform. They got a polo shirt. They got a T-shirt. It says security. You might as well put a target on their back. No weapons, no training, no way of protecting themselves or others, and yet they're protecting children. Florida has it right. Florida, their security people that work at the schools, public schools, are called the guardians. They have to go through police-like training by the police, not by some company who's only in it for money. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I have reported security companies numerous times in the last 15 years or so who sold certificates, didn't provide the training or the right training or the right amount of training. When you are putting people out there to risk their lives, their training, their safety depends on their training, whether they live or die, whether they get to go back home to their family. And if you're going to take their money and not train them properly, let me hear about that. Let me hear about you doing that. We're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. shots fired. It's not just something that the cops hear. Security officers hear it way too often. Every year, literally hundreds of shootings involving private security, both being shot at, or responding to shootings. Listen to our radio shows. Look at our daily news blog. You got to understand. You got to wake up. This isn't 1970. This isn't even 2000. It's worse today than it was after 9/11. I wish that I could sit down in front of each and every one of you and really talk some sense to you. Security officer, security company owner, special police officer, let's not take this so nonchalantly. This is serious business today. This is very serious business. That's going to conclude this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Welcome back to this very special extended edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I am so glad that everyone has stuck around after that initial presentation. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that it hit home, and that I hope that it got you thinking. As I said at the top of the program, 8 mass shootings in 8 days, 1 police officer dead, 1 security officer critically wounded, and another shooting, and it continues. It continues. We have a lot of stuff happening here at the Private Officer International. Right now, we're in the middle of the Citizens Police Academy, a free presentation by Private Officer International. And if you missed out on the registration for this event, for the spring edition of the Citizens Police Academy, you certainly can take it again in the fall. We're going to do it twice a year. It'll be an online program. Now, normally, with the Citizens Police Academies, the presentations are done at the police station. There are some hands-on. You go hands-on at the firearms, sometimes self-defense. I know that you also get to ride along with the police, and we have arranged that. We're in the process of making sure that everyone in our current class is able to do that ride along with their local agency. But if you'd like more information, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Our year, 2021, is about as unstable as 2020 was because of the COVID. So much happening very rapidly. Some things that was canceled last year are back in place this year. Some things that was canceled last year are still canceled this year. Maybe they'll try back in 2022. But we are looking at scheduling our annual private officer memorial services across the country. If you would like to participate, if you would like to sponsor a private officer memorial event at your office or local church, please send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are polling our membership and our sponsors and people who really help us put these things together to see where they stand on it. We've had a lot of good response, so we definitely want to get back out there. That's every year in September, the third week of September. If you'd like more information, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Also, in April, that's coming up in just a few days, is our annual Private Officer Awards program. And we're kicking that off again this year. We have made the determination to make this annual event a little bit more interesting this year. And we're going to tell you about that next week. But I think you'll find it very, very interesting. But everyone who is nominated and receives an award, you're going to receive some other gifts and some other surprises. So be listening to next week's radio station program to find out what those gifts and extras are going to be. But that's going to be for the month of April. Of course, we do have a lot of other things happening. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, we'll tell you about the Frontline Protective Program and a whole lot more. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
From coast to coast, cops are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
When I was a gang leader, we probably did business together. Because when people like you buy knockoffs on the street, often the money goes to gangs. And gangs use this easy money for other activities. In other words, they're getting a lot of bang for their buck.
Counterfeits hurt, but you have the power to stop them. Go to www.ncpc.org/get real. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice.
The Frontline Protectors documentary about law enforcement and private security's jobs, experiences, near-death incidents and situations. We talked about that last year because of COVID. We had to put it on the sidelines, back burner type thing, but we are bringing it back out and going back to full production, so be looking for that. This September, this fall, it will definitely be very interesting. A lot of live video, some studio interviews, and a whole lot more. If you would like to sponsor the Private Officer production, Private Officer International production, of the Frontline Protectors, please email helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, because you can become a sponsor and you can also be a advertiser and advertise on our website. If you become an advertiser with us, you'll get an ad on our website, all of them, our newsletters. You'll get an introductory letter sent out to all membership. You'll also be part of our Frontline Protectors sponsors, so you're going to get notice and spots on the programs every week as well, and a whole lot more. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Remember, the helpdesk@privateofficer.com really is going to be your point of contact. Everything that you need, it's going to be right there at the helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Speaking about all the chaos happening across the country, have you seen what was going on in recent days in Miami, Florida? Over 1,000 arrests of spring breakers. Large crowds, massive crowds, in fact, storming Miami and the Miami Beach area. Police having to call in multiple agencies. The last count that we have is 6 different agencies coming in to assist the Miami police that already has hundreds and thousands of officers of their own. These spring breakers causing disturbances, vandalizing, public intoxication, drugs, every type of crime you could think of was involved. Finally, the Miami police chief said, no more. We need to shut this down. And like I said, over 1,000 arrests, and we're still monitoring the situation. These spring breakers unable to go to other beaches because they were closed or because they had been reduced. I know that in our area, both along Virginia and North Carolina beaches and the Gulf Coast beaches, there was a lot of restrictions as to the number of people, no alcohol in many cases, which it's all about getting drunk, getting high on spring break, right? We got to have that stuff. So they heard that Miami was the party place and everybody was heading down there. Now, next week, I'm going to be over in the Gulf Coast area myself, in the Gulfport, Mississippi area. They have an annual Black Spring Break, and I'm going to be doing two things. Maybe three things, actually. I'm going to be there handing out career information for Armour College, along with one of my partners will be there. And I'm also going to be recording some Frontline Protector video featuring both law enforcement and private security in this type of situation. It's a very large event. It's held annually. Sometimes it gets a little rowdy. There's been a few shooting incidents, but, you know, we expect that it won't get too hot, too heated, too bad, or too violent. But we're going to have a lot of video from that, pictures. And like I said, I'm going to be meeting with the people attending, and hopefully it will be a good experience. I'm also teaming up with a friend of mine who owns a security company, an armed security company along the Gulf Coast, and who works for the Sheriff's Department as an instructor with the Academy as well. And I'm going to be teaming up with him. He has an HQ right there in front of the whole event at the beach at one of the resorts. Him and his team are providing security at many locations. So I'll be sure, for sure, I'll be on the front line filming a lot of that stuff as well. So you'll hear more about it. It's Gulfport, Mississippi, the Black Spring Break. And I also will be, in about 2 weeks, I will be back into the Gulf Coast area. I'm going to be filming in Pensacola, Florida, over there as well for the Frontline Protectors. And then I'm coming back to the Gulf Coast around the 18th of April to do a training for a museum security team. So I'm very excited. We're very excited. My friend Drex, which owns the security company there in Mississippi, he's also the owner of an Armour College franchise there. We're going to be teaming up to do that training along with another one of his team members. And we have some other training dates planned as well. Now, if you need training, and right now some of the hot topics is mental health response, active shooters, defiant. We really have a lot of need for how to handle defiant people, crowds, and a whole lot more. Just, of course, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Right now, the security industry is facing a unique challenge. That is increased demand for service, which is very good for security company owners. Increased duties. We know about the COVID duties, the mask, and enforcing the number of folks inside a business, and you know, social distancing, which they say now is 3 feet instead of 6 feet in many cases. But there are also other duties. You know, with the lack of law enforcement, the limited law enforcement resources and staffing in many areas, as we've talked about for the last year and a half, private security is being asked to do many of those same situations. Many towns that we have featured in the last year have hired private security not to be observers, but to be enforcers. And they're on patrol and armed in many cases. They're walking the beat downtown in the business district. They're walking the beat in the downtown area of many communities. The challenge is, of course, is that they're not given any additional training. They're not really prepared for who they might run into, what they might have to deal with. We spoke in the last couple of weeks about security officers finding multiple dead bodies in one situation. By the way, I'm broadcasting this week from the Gulf Coast of Alabama. Speaking about the Gulf Coast, you heard some loud motorcycles driving by. I'm right along the beach area in Gulf Shores, Alabama, on the Gulf Coast, spending a couple of days down here. But you heard many, many situations happening where security officers are having to enforce not only the rules but the laws, and they're being challenged, they're being assaulted, they're being beaten, and it's not going to get any better. I hope that you really enjoyed our presentation earlier. If you want additional training, go to armourcollege.org or give us a call or send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We travel all across the country. If you'd like to sponsor some training, please contact us and we will get you connected, and certainly we'll be looking forward to meet you as well. In closing, the other challenge that security officers are having, besides everything that we just mentioned, is that because of their lack of skill, their lack of training, their lack of knowledge of the laws, they're being arrested pretty much at a record pace. I wouldn't say it's an all-time record because I haven't researched it that far, but almost every day, sometimes numerous times a day, security officers are arrested across the country for assault, for shootings, even for murders. And it was the same way last year, and it's been the same way for a number of years. So please, if you're going to have people out there, make sure that they are properly trained. Don't leave them out to hang them out to dry. Don't leave them to fend for themselves. Please, if you care anything about people, if you show some empathy, show responsibility. If you think I'm too harsh, then you need to call me because you'll get a lesson as what harsh really is. Thanks for listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. We'll be back here next week. And until then, God bless. Be safe.